Across a wide swath of Islamic countries, anti-Western violence is spreading and mutating like SARS.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Suicide bombings show some international influence from a revived al-Qaeda, but the bombers tend to be indigenous. The Palestinian region has a long history, almost a tradition, of explosive self-immolation, and the extremists have been so far successful in frustrating efforts to open peace negotiations with Israel. 5 bombings last Friday in Casablanca, at a cost of 41 lives, suggested a Moroccan cell linked to an international network. A taped message last February, purporting to originate with Osama bin Laden, included Morocco on a list of apostate Arab nations. American officials believe that 3 attacks on housing compounds in Riyadh that killed 34 persons last week involved Saif Adel, a high-ranking al-Qaeda figure. The conspirators were reported by the Washington Post to have obtained arms from members of the Saudi Arabian National Guard, which ironically is American-trained. But it is Iraq that has struck the heaviest blow against the Bush administration's aspiration for a democratically transformed post-Saddam Hussein Middle East. Anti-American resentments have been fueled by failure to restore basic services or to control widespread crime and vandalism. That, in turn, has prompted the Anglo-American occupation forces, and they are now officially occupation forces, to put off the transfer of power to an interim Iraqi authority. And that, in turn, has further exacerbated tension with Iraqis. A sense of quagmire hovers over the liberation that went sour. 15,000 additional troops to help maintain order will bring the American troop level in Iraq to almost 160,000. That represents 40% of the Army's 10 active divisions, and it dims the hope of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld for any early reorganization of the military into smaller, more agile units. The latest notice from the State Department warns against travel to Kenya, East Africa, Indonesia, and Saudi Arabia. It is depressing to look at a map of the Muslim population of the world and realize how unwelcoming much of it has become to Americans. This is Daniel Shore.